Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 11th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pehe, Gotzenomen, Yom Hashem. Masechta Bo Metzia, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to continue to talk about the topic of interest and telling us that not just the lender and the borrower can violate prohibitions associated with loans and interest, but other parties as well. The Elu Oivrin, the following people, violate the prohibition of interest, Beloisase, in different levels of violation, as we'll soon see. Hamalve, the lender, the Haloiva, the borrower, the Heorev, a guarantor for such a loan, the Edim, and witnesses, all of these people that are involved in an interest loan. A loan that's done between two Jews on interest. They say even the scribe, the one who writes the loan document. What are they over? Or what are some of them over? The lender is over all of the ones that we're about to say. Overim and others are over some of them. Overim mishum lo siten. The Torah says do not give your money on interest. Umishum bal tikach. You shall not take from him. There's a pasuk. Umishum loisia loikanoisha. You shall not be to him as a lender on interest. Anoisha means an oppressor. The malva, the lender, oppresses the loiva when the time comes for payment, gets interest out of him. The borrower presses himself to pay quickly so that he should not have to pay extra interest. Umishum loisis simon olav neshech. You shall not place interest over him. Umishum lifne ibra sid mershal. You shall not place a stumbling block before the blind. V'yereisam alkecha niyashem. Now, the Gemara explains that the lender violates all of these. Every one of the lavin that are mentioned in the Mishnah. The borrower, not so. The borrower is over loisashich lachicha. Do not cause your brother to take interest. I.e., loisashech is a causative word. Do not cause that your brother will be lending you interest. And obviously, if the borrower is willing to take the loan, he is entrapping the lender, and therefore he's also over lochicha loisashech, a similar expression used. And a third lav lifne ibra loisiten mechshal. Do not put a stumbling block in front of the blind. He's causing the mal of the lender to borrow from him on interest. The guarantor and the witnesses are only over loisa simon olav neshech. Do not place interest over him. They are in parties to this interest loan. According to the Chachamim, the soifer, the scribe as well, loisa simon olav neshech. The Torah Tumima brings that there may be a hint to the fact that all of them, all the parties are over this last one, loisa simon olav neshech. You shall not place interest on him because it's the only one that the Torah adopts a plural expression, loisa simun olav neshech. All the others are in singular, loisitein, loisia, etc., etc. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Hasocher es ha'umonin, a person who hires tradesmen, v'hitu ze'ezer, but they tricked each other. What do you mean they tricked each other? The Gemara explains one possibility in the Gemara, that the employer sent out one of the workers, or the would-be workers, to hire some workers at the rate of four dinarim per day. The fellow went out, and he got some employees, he got some people willing to work. He told them that the deal is three dinarim per day. They come out, and they accept it. Later on they come, and they find out that the employer really was willing to give four dinarim. So, Ein lahem zel ze elatrumus. They can only have a complaint against that worker, but they can't do anything about it because they accepted it for the cheaper rate of three dinarim per day. And they can be screaming and be angry with that worker, but he robbed them off that extra dollar, or made them miss out the opportunity of getting an extra dinner per day. But that's just the case. Another explanation of what does it mean, hitu zezeh, it means that the employees misled the employer, or vice versa. In other words, he hired workers, And before they came and started their work, they said, nope, we're not doing the job. They backed down. Or the other way around. The balabais, the employer, told them before they came to the place of work, don't need you. Don't need you anymore. In such a case, the workers can only have a complaint, but they can't do anything more. They can't legally get any compensation. However, continues the Mishnah, Sochar es hachamor, if a person hires a transporter, a freight transporter, literally a person who takes packages on his donkey, the es hakaror, most mafoshim should say karor. Karor is a wagon driver. And they hire these people, lahavi piriyoforin, to bring piriyoforin. Piriyoforin are these, according to Rashi, these are boards that have been nicely chiseled, nicely planed, and good to make a chuppah out of. Others say it refers to decorative stalks for a chuppah. V'chalilim lakala, or flutes, to be mesameach chosen and kala. Oilames, or to use for a haspid. They used to use flutes and used to play mournful music on these. Ufoyalin, or he hired workers, lahalois pishtonoi minamishro, to take his flax that was soaking in the water until it becomes soft. If they doesn't take it out, and if they won't be taken out in time, they'll rot. V'chol dovar she'oved, or any other thing that he hired workers for to do, that if it's not done in the right time, there'll be a loss. Obviously, there's a loss if we don't have the things for the chosen and kala, if we don't have it for the mace, for the eulogy, if we don't take the flax out, it'll come ruined. But v'chozru bahen, and the workers backed out. They said, no, we're not going to do the job. And now the employer, who needed them urgently to do this job, is looking around for a replacement. Says the Mishnah, makom she'en sham adam, if the employer cannot get other workers to do the job for the same rate that he offered the first lot, soicher alein, so he can hire at a higher rate on their chashbon, other workers. So that if, let's say, he has to pay double the rate to these new workers to do the job, he can charge the other workers that agreed initially and backed out at the last minute, he can ask them, he can demand from them the extra money that he now has to pay, oi maton, or he can do the dirty on them. He can promise them, I'll pay you extra, just do the job, and then when they've done the job, he only has to pay them what he originally contracted them to do.